Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
Well, Denise, we are going to be talking about August gardening tips, probably maybe getting it a little bit into September as well, seeing as here we're coming towards the end of the month. But before we get to those tips, again, a few items we want to tick off of our calendars. The farmers markets, of course, are in full bloom. And right now, the Artovinos Market in Sunland Park, New Mexico, is getting ready to wrap up for the day. They are open from 7 a.m. to noon every Saturday. And of course, you can enjoy the Master Gardener Garden Talks at 8:30 every Saturday. Another farmer's market that is going to be taking place till 1 o'clock today is the Downtown Artist Market and a Farmer's Market. They just started their farmer's market just a few weeks ago, and that's on Anthony Street downtown. That's right off of San Antonio, I believe. And the Mercado Mayapan also has farmer's markets every Saturday, and those hours are a little bit longer, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. And on Sundays, the Mountain View Market hosts a grower's market every Sunday, and you can find out information on all those farmers markets by either giving us a call here at 880-KTEP, or you can also go to the Good to Grow page online for more information. That's at ktep.org. Another item that's coming up next month, being hosted by the Mountain View Market Farm in Mesilla, it's a composting workshop. And I know there are a few of you out there who like to do your own composting, or perhaps you're interested in becoming involved in composting. There's going to be a workshop on September the 7th at the Mountain View Market Farm where you can learn how to use free or low-cost resources to supply your soil with nutrition, with water-holding capacity, with organic matter. There is a cost associated with that workshop, but you can get more information on it by giving us a call here at the radio station or by going online to ktep.org and finding the Good to Grow page and learning more about that composting workshop at the Mountain View Market Farm. Well, one of the things we want to talk about today, of course, being August, coming up towards the end. Denise, we were talking before the show that it's almost like another growing season here in the region. The heat of the summer is done. Our plants should not be quite as stressed out as they've been when we were in the upper 90s into the triple digit heat as well. So now we're finally starting to settle into some really nice weather. So, you know, what are we looking at when we look out the window right now?
Definitely. Well, the winds are not as strong and not as hot. And I think it's really an important time to look. And we still have a really long growing season ahead of us. Don't think that we're done for the year. We're not even close for that.
It's never done.
But one thing you can actually do as far as maintenance in your garden is to continuously deadhead your plants. Flowering perennials and shrubs do really well after the summer heat if you just give them a little light pruning. And that would really encourage another blooming season for them to extend out into the fall. So one of the things is you can also start seeing some trees maybe suffering or resulting in whatever effects they've had during the summertime. We talked about watering your trees. If that hasn't happened, then you're going to start seeing the signs of stress. That's the little twigs are died back. There's not so much leaves on there, or sometimes you have some nutrient deficiencies on there. And that's really a good time for you to apply some iron. An iron deficiency shows up on the newest leaves. And those leaves tend to be yellow in color as opposed to the older leaves. So that's one of the signs to give it an iron boost for that. And you want to make sure that you're watering not just your shade trees, but also your fruit trees, your peach and plum trees, as well as your pecan trees. The leaves on those plants right now are actually photosynthesizing. They're building up their storage capacities for that. And if they're under water stress, they're not going to be able to put on a good set of fruit for the following year. So really what you're doing on those trees is you're really investing for your next year's crop. So don't think just because you have fruit set on there that you're done with them. I mean, those leaves are still actively growing.
And fruit trees normally aren't quite as large, I guess, unless you have a pecan grove or something. But they're not usually as large as maybe some of the other ornamental trees that we might have in our yards, like ashes or oaks. So don't think that because they're little and because you ran the sprinkler that they you really did give them enough water.
Right, exactly. And that's really one important thing to look at is the size of the tree, the overall canopy. A lot of times our trees are stunted in our backyards or sometimes in public spaces when they're planted in the medians because they are confined. Their root system is not really expanded. They don't have enough of those roots to be able to take up any water. So you'll be surprised to see why giving them the trees those deep, infrequent waterings, how well they'll really branch out and cover up an area. And for most trees, like the oak trees, they're slow growers, and pines too, though are slow growers, but with that extra water, they'll definitely fill up and start providing you with a shade or windbreak or whatever it is that you have planted for on your property.
Well, you were talking about yellowing leaves and how it could be a sign of iron deficiency, but you know, we do have the fall season here coming up. It probably doesn't get started maybe till November here in the region. But when do we start seeing signs of dormancy in our trees? Because maybe some people are seeing that iron deficiency and may just think, oh, my tree is going dormant, when it's really not.
Well, definitely August and September and even early October is way too early for a plant to be going dormant. If it's losing its leaves or the leaves are coloring, there's something else going on behind that story. Definitely, we're not entering dormancy at any stage at this point. So you want to look at the nutrients. In the fall, we do, if we have a nice fall season, we would get some fall color out of our Chinese pistache or other plants like that. But definitely right now, it's more so of a nutrition deficiency. Or it could be also lack of water if you start seeing those crunchy leaves, especially on the margins.
Well, going back to what you're talking about deadheading, I was actually doing that last weekend. And it really does brighten up your yard when you take off some of those dying flower heads. And it also keeps the plant in bloom, right? Because when you just let your flowers end up going to seed, they're putting all that effort into putting the seeds out and they don't really bloom so much anymore, right? So you want to keep deadheading those flowers to keep that extensive blooming season going.
Yeah, because in a plant, their goal is to flower and set seed because that ensures the next generation of plants coming up. And that's what they're doing. But when we have them in the landscape, we want those flowers. We don't necessarily looking for seed heads or seed pods. So definitely by doing that, you do encourage the plant to send up another flower and continue that growing season.
And with the rainy season that we've had, if you haven't been out in your yard maybe a week or two after it has rained, you better do it because there are all sorts of crazy weeds that are probably growing in your yard right now. And I have spent quite a few hours in the mornings, on the weekends, getting out there on my hands and knees and, you know, pulling out. I've seen a lot of what I call grassy weeds. I guess it's almost like a Bermuda or something. They have very shallow roots. You can just pull them right out. But they are all over the place because I guess the winds the season before just dispersed whatever weed seeds may have been there. And then the rain that we've received have just caused them to just come right out of the ground in crazy numbers. And I've also seen quite a bit of spurge as well coming out.
Exactly. No, you're definitely right. We talk about seeds that we don't want plants to go to seeds. Well, weeds are definitely those plants that we don't want to get to seeds because then you're just, you know, some of those plants can have up, you know, thousands of small, tiny seeds onto one plant. So you can see how detrimental that can be in a landscape for the next 3 to 5 years because you're pretty much just putting a whole package of seeds out there for them to grow. So definitely that's one thing to look out. And also smaller weeds are much easier to remove from a landscape. And we don't like to just use the spray and pray method, if you will, and put on some herbicides, just kind of clearing out an area. So the best bet for anybody is to do that maintenance and be proactive about that. And even if you do have landscape fabric and you have your area landscape, you're still going to get those seams and those little pockets where those seeds will come up. And it's amazing what little soil they need and what little rain they need to be able to germinate.
And I don't know if people know what spurge is, but spurge, they camouflage themselves very well in the landscape. They don't grow upright as so much they do. They spread outwards from one very deep taproot. Right. And they have these tiny little leaves. And I was noticing they have like a little purple mark, like a little purple dot or a little purple streak. So in case people want to know what spurge is like, and you give it a yank and you don't get the root out right away, you're going to get up with sort of sticky, milky sap from inside that spurge.
And that's characteristic of all spurge. You know, just tip the end and you'll see that white, milky white sap coming from it. That's spurge. So.
They're evil. Get rid of as soon as you can. Because again, with the rains that we've had, those are starting to come out. And one other thing I've noticed that is starting to sort of sprout out of the ground, if you've maybe had some wildflowers or some penstemons in your landscape and you've let them go to seed in the spring, you're probably going to be seeing quite a few tiny little plants that you might think are weeds, but they're actually probably little baby penstemons.
Yeah, those little volunteer penstemons, they will invade an area. So really now's the time if you want to pick those up, transplant them and put them back and try to confine them in a bed that you like, because I think penstemon are very showy, but gosh, when they're planted in masses, I mean, they're just overwhelming.
Yeah, they are.
In a good way.
Yeah.
So I pull those out to where you want them.
And they can't get weedy.
Yeah, they can. They definitely can get weedy. And then, of course, we have our perennial pigweed and tumbleweeds that are out in the areas, too. So that doesn't do anyone any good.
Well, in the periods that we're not getting rain, obviously, we're getting sun and heat. And again, spider mites are something that we really do have to keep an eye out for, especially if you have junipers or Italian cypress. They love to live in those. So again, the tip we have for that is to just get that spray of water and just hose it down.
Yeah, definitely. And definitely, it's also a good time to look at. I think people really get excited about gardening in the spring. And then that heat sets in, people's kind of enthusiasm kind of lulls there for a while, but definitely now's the time to look at what your plants did during this past season and really start planning for next year. Because right now, all your trees, all your shrubs are all leafed out. They're either blooming or they have bloomed. So you can kind of start seeing those little pockets of your landscape that maybe need a little perking up for next year. Or you're looking at your vegetable gardening and looking to plant your leafy greens or your carrots or your radishes or something that's much more suitable to the cool temperature. So that's definitely a time to plan and get excited about that.
And our fall season is here just around the corner. And so, of course, we always say that fall is the best time for planting. Right. So I think it's time for people to start dusting off their green thumbs and hopefully get ready for this next planting season.
Right.
And, you know, maybe think about what kind of trees you might want to put in your landscape. And the master gardeners are very good at giving you advice as to what trees will grow well. And I know that's a call that comes in pretty frequently, what trees will grow best where I live. So that's something you may want to start investigating now prior to the tree planting season.
Right, exactly, because those nurseries will get stocked up with their fall plants. So definitely do your homework now so that you know what to ask for when you're out there. One important thing to remember is that our fall growing season is much more forgiving than the spring. We do have a time where our temperatures really stabilize, and the best part about planting trees or larger shrubs is that we don't have those winds that kick up like we do in the springtime. So the plants will be able to mature, to acclimate, to get used to their new surrounding and start putting on some nice roots before the winter sets in. So it's definitely a great time for planting.
Yeah, because spring, you know, our spring lasts about 2 weeks before it becomes summer.
The winds hit and the temperature spike and we're done.
That's right. Well, if we have a complete list of your August growing tips at ktep.org on the Good to Grow page. And if you want to talk to Master Gardeners about any questions you might have about what you might want to plant this coming fall or planning for the winter or whatever question you may have regarding plants, you may call the Master Gardener hotline at 566-1276. Again, that's 566-1276. And we want to thank you so much for listening today. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.